Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
While the Dusty May News, big headlines today, other stories are going on, including time for another Dylan Larkin Trade Center, spelled C-E-N-T-R-E, news aggregate blitz thingy news desk update. Scott, things are afoot in the National Hockey League, and we start with the Brady Tkachuk move from Ottawa to Florida for three first-round picks and a second-rounder. Does this set the market when it comes to a Dylan Larkin potential trade? Would you be happy with a similar return for Larkin?
No, I would not be happy because I don't want just draft capital coming in return. And that's what this trade is. It'd be nice if you can get one of the top picks, but I don't know if Dylan Larkin is worth one of the top picks. Dylan Larkin's worth a lot. And this, what I do like about this deal is that it shows that now you've got a template at least. Okay, because Brady Tkachuk, Dylan Larkin, regardless of what fans think of Dylan Larkin here and what they might think of Brady Tkachuk, they're different players. And Larkin provides more to your team than what Tkachuk would necessarily. Tkachuk is a big bruising force and he's great, but he doesn't play a defensive side of hockey like Dylan does. And Dylan's very good offensively too. So looking at everything Dylan provides, I feel like you're going to get more than what Brady Tkachuk just got. So if you're Steve Yzerman, you're sitting back and you're probably pretty happy about this deal because now you're like, all right, so that's what Brady just went for. So you got to step it up.
Yeah, look, I mean, would I be happy with a similar return? Actually, in theory, I would, okay, in a similar return, but probably a little bit more because Dylan Larkin's under contract for a longer time than Brady Tkachuk is. So you're getting him at a reasonable price for a longer period of time. And remember, two of those first round picks are this year, 9 and 25. Now, can Detroit find a way to get two first round picks? Here's the problem, though, with Yzerman running this, is that this is a trade for the future, not for the now. Like, this is a haul that you really could turn things around, but there's no immediate dividend for Steve Yzerman. There is a roundabout way to get to it, and we'll get to that later, but there's no immediate dividend coming back where you can sell, hey, we got this great young player or great young players, and he's already an embattled GM. The other thing that we just have to question is, are these picks really that valuable in the hands of Steve Yzerman, given how he has drafted? The drafts have been, especially of late, have been eh. And maybe those dividends will prove down the road that he drafted really well, but I would say a similar return might be the best kind of trade offer he gets, in which case he needs to make the best trade for the Red Wings, not the best trade for his job security.
Yeah, and I thought it was watching, I guess we'll get into a little bit later of what could happen here, but I do like that this has already happened because I think that it sets Red Wings up for a greener pastures than what Ottawa got.
All right, next up, could we get a situation where talks stall? Nobody comes to the table to meet Steve Yzerman's asking price, and we kind of reach an impasse, and Larkin is stuck here. Well, Chris Osgood and John Keating, their podcast, this topic came up, and Keats asked Ozzy, could it play out this way, that Larkin actually stays in Detroit? All right, so that's Ozzy. Ozzy knows better than we do whether or not a guy could go back to that locker room. I tend to think that this is a real possibility. In spite of what Ozzy said, Ozzy, again, he probably knows better, but I don't think Yzerman's going to cave to some deal that isn't a home run. I think he's going to shop and shop hard to find a home run deal. And if he doesn't, he can just say to Dylan, look, man, nobody's giving us what you're worth. And we're going to have to find a way to make this work until a trade offer. I'll keep trying to trade you. In the meantime, you're a Red Wing.
Yeah, I think there's a very small possibility, a very small percentage that Dylan Larkin starts the season with the Red Wings. I think that you know, it's interesting when you look at this perspective from the former players route with Chris Osgood, and he's talking about it's tough to come out there and the way the crowd's going to react and all that. What about how the room is going to react? Dylan Larkin asked for the trade. Mm-hmm. He wants out, you know, and players will look at that. Some players will look at that and say, he's bailing on us. This is almost now, as this has gone on for a couple weeks now, I feel like it has to happen. They have to move him because I don't think his team wants him back at this point. If this guy's asking to get out, it's like he's leaving what he deems to be a tough situation, or is he leaving? We don't know what the reasons are that he's leaving. But if he's leaving because he's tired of the losing for 10 years and all that, okay, well, these other guys are still committed here for contracts, and they're going to have to deal with the mess that he's leaving, which is, I don't think that's going to bode well for Dylan Larkin either way. It's kind of a no-win situation for Larkin in terms of Detroit anyway. Once he goes wherever he wants to go, he's going to be happy, but his time as a Red Wing is completely marred.
Next up, a couple of notes from the Kevin Carius show out of Edmonton. NHL insider Frank Saravelli, who's with Sportsnet, Valley Sports Broadcast, and the Daily Faceoff. He had the following to say about young restricted free agent Jason Robertson from the Dallas Stars and what kind of contract his camp is hoping he will get.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
$14 million. If you trade Larkin, you're freeing up $8 million. You got other cap space. You might be relying on some younger players. Would you want the Red Wings to get involved with young Jason Robertson, who had 45 goals last year, at $14 million?
14 seems steep, but if that's the price and you get him locked up for, you know, a 7 years or something like that, and I mean, it could make sense, and it could look like a bargain halfway through that deal because the cap keeps going up. He's a hell of a player. This is a guy who's scored 40 goals or more 3 times in his career, including last season. He had 96 points last year. He's got a career high of 109 points back in the year, the 22-23 season. He's a great player. Local kid, too. There's reasons that you'd want to get a guy like Jason Robertson. He's a superstar player. He's like that second tier behind your McDavid's and Draisaitl's. He's in that second tier of players. He's really, really good. He'd be an upgrade over Dylan Larkin. You got to pay for that if that's what you want to pay. But it's a restricted free agent contract you'd got to do. So you're still sending something the other way, and you're paying them the money. That's the tough part. Is what do you have to send to make it happen?
If they do make a trade, like the Brady Tkachuk trade, for just a truckload of draft picks, high draft picks, I feel like this kind of move is required.
Yeah.
You also then have to do this. You have to go sign this restricted free agent deal with Jason Robertson. Finally, from NHL rumor report, Bruce Garioch of the Ottawa Citizens said regarding the Brady Tkachuk trade, a league executive told the Ottawa Citizen on Sunday night that they expect the Senators to use some of those assets they acquired in the trade with the Panthers to get another top six forward. Okay, does Larkin go to Ottawa for all those draft picks?
No, because I think it's like exile. I don't think Dylan Larkin wants anything to do with Ottawa, and I would understand why. He's got his no trade clause. He's got his list of teams he wants to go to, and I would imagine Ottawa is nowhere near that list. If he has to expand the list, it's still nowhere near that list. I think where it'd be interesting, Will Burchill brought this up last night in Sportsworks. Is it still possible that he could go to Florida? Now, Florida has like $7 million in cap space. So they would have to send players coming our way, which is what the Red Wings would want anyway, what we're talking about. The thought was that the Panthers did not want to give up Anton Lundell, who's one of the young centers that they have on the team. They did not want to give him up in the Brady Tkachuk deal. Well, Kachuk's a forward. He's not a center. Dylan Larkin is a center. Dylan Larkin's an upgrade over Anton Lundell. could a deal be made there where you get Lundell and a couple of prospects? And Will had mentioned a couple of those prospects' names. Jack Devine, who's a forward, who played in the AHL last year, had 43 points in 63 games, but played 4 years at Denver and got better and better every year he was at University of Denver, including a 57-point season his senior year there. And the other player is Marek Alscher, who's a defenseman, who's got some good size. He's a Czech player. He's 6'3", 205 pounds. And see if you like this scouting report on Marek Alscher. Defensively sound and robust. Alscher brings the skills one expects from a 6'3 defenseman. He hits, clears the front of the net, and suffocates the opposition with a tight off-puck gap. Details like heel pushes instead of crossovers, keeping a stick on the inside and angling attackers on the boards, manage risk like a pro-level defender. Sounds like a can't-miss guy. And they just both of those players had like a handful of games they got to play in the NHL this past season. They're both ready to play in the NHL. And if you get Lundell as well, it'd be an interesting haul of players in return if you could swing it.
There you go. That is the latest from the Dylan Larkin Trade Center News Aggregate Blitz Thingy News Desk update. And Gator, I think something's going to go down before the draft Thursday. That's just where I'm at.
You got a hunch?
So it's going to go down before the draft Thursday.
Is that a hunch?
It is a hunch.
Okay.
We'll get the phone calls and feedback coming up. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.